Madiba, from the perspective of Walter Sisulu. That pivotal African National Congress, ANC, meeting in 1952 remains etched in my memory. Nelson, whom we affectionately called Madiba, transformed before our eyes. "These discriminatory laws must end," he proclaimed, rising from his chair with an intensity one had never seen before. When Oliver Tambo, our dear friend and also president of the ANC, suggested we proceed cautiously, Madiba's response shocked us. "We cannot wait while our people suffer," he insisted, his voice carrying a quiet thunder that silenced the room. I watched his hands, steady yet charged with energy, as he traced the outline of our proposed resistance campaign on the map. The physical manifestation of his conviction was unmistakable, shoulders squared, jaw set, eyes blazing with purpose. "This isn't about patience anymore," he declared, pacing the room with measured steps. "It's about dignity." During his trial in 1964, I observed a deeper layer of Madiba's resolve on racial discrimination. "Have you reconsidered your position?" the judge inquired, glancing at his papers. Madiba stood, and I noticed his subtle shift in posture, the same stance he adopted when preparing for a crucial legal argument. "My principles are not negotiable," he responded, maintaining unwavering eye contact. The prosecutor mentioned potential leniency for cooperation, but Madiba's raised eyebrow spoke volumes. "One cannot bargain with freedom," he stated, his measured tone belying the fire in his words. Later, he confided to me, "If they think imprisonment will break our spirit, they understand neither our cause nor our conviction." Our conversations evolved dramatically over the decades. In the early days, his words burned with urgency, "Time is running out, Walter," he would exclaim, gesturing emphatically. During the prison years, our stolen moments of communication revealed a deepening wisdom. "We must look beyond the bars," he wrote in a smuggled note, his words carefully chosen. Upon his release in 1990, I noticed the remarkable transformation in his dialogue. "Have they changed you, Madiba?" I asked during our first reunion. "No, old friend," he replied, smiling gently. "They gave me time to understand that our freedom must include those who imprisoned us." By 1994, his voice had become the conscience of our nation. "Remember when we dreamt of this day?" he asked me at his presidential inauguration, his eyes twinkling with the same determination I'd witnessed 4 decades earlier. But now his words carried a different power, not the thunder of resistance, but the warm embrace of reconciliation. "Our long walk," he declared, "has only prepared us for a greater journey."